Well, this lunchtime, banking giant Westpac has announced a 16% fall in its full-year profit, with investors paying the price for the bank's misconduct as customer compensation relating to last year's Banking Royal Commission continues to bite. The profit is still $6.8 billion, but along with the compensation payouts, the bank has had to restructure, and Chief Executive Brian Hartzer has foregone a multi-million dollar bonus. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, just how serious is this hit to Westpac's profit?
Well, Eleanor, we've become conditioned in recent years to monster bank profits in the billions that are always growing, but a low rates, low growth world and fallout from the Banking Royal Commission is making life pretty hard for bank bosses. In the case of Westpac, the full-year profit is down 16% to $6.78 billion. The net interest margin, that's a key indicator of profits, has narrowed to 2.1%. And Westpac's annual report says a $1.2 billion decline in cash earnings is due mainly to $849 million in higher costs from customer remediation and the costs of exiting financial planning and wealth. To keep more cash on the balance sheet, Westpac is cutting its dividend payment by 15% to 80 cents a share, and it's raising $2.5 billion in new capital to provide an increased buffer for the, quote, unquestionably strong demands from the banking regulator. Westpac's Chief Executive Brian Hartzer, who's foregone a $4 million short-term bonus, was understandably somber as he pointed to a fragile economic outlook.
We're expecting operating conditions next year will continue to be difficult with a background of low interest rates, slower growth, and continued regulatory intensity. We anticipate that GDP will improve, mostly driven by government spending. The construction sector continues to contract, and consumer spending will be held back by low wages growth. We are, however, expecting some stimulus from tax cuts and low rates, although the impact will be limited by continued softness in the labor market. With sentiment already a bit fragile, the outlook will depend to an extent on the global backdrop, and in particular whether trade tensions are resolved.
A pessimistic Westpac Chief Executive Brian Hartzer there. Peter, how confident is he that all the bad news flowing from the Royal Commission is now out?
Well, given the extent of the misconduct and a potential exposure we saw last year, no bank boss is prepared to say there are no more ticking time bombs. And this morning, Brian Hartzer partly paraphrased the former US Defence Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who became memorable at the height of the Gulf War, in suggesting that people perhaps should not speak too soon.
You know, in a sense, it's by definition the unknown unknowns, you know, could be out there. This is something we've been working on, though, for a number of years. You might recall I've talked about get it right, put it right. When I look at what we've dealt with this year, we've dealt with financial planning, we've dealt with issues in mortgages, we've dealt with issues in business bank. So I feel like we're getting through it. Our focus now is on paying customers back as quickly as we can. But of course, we can never rule out that we might find something else.
Brian Hartzer there, and Peter, Westpac did find something else. It flagged that it could be in trouble with a financial crime agency, AUSTRAC. What can you tell us about that?
Well, in its annual report, Westpac is updated on questions from AUSTRAC, the financial crime agency, about processes, procedures and oversights on record-keeping and transactions. Westpac says any enforcement action from AUSTRAC could result in, quote, a significant financial penalty, but it's too early to say how big that could be. The context, of course, is the Commonwealth Bank, which was hit with a $700 million fine last year for almost 54,000 breaches of anti-money laundering and counter-terror financing law breaches. There is no suggestion Westpac is facing anything like that. Westpac, by the way, is in a trading halt until that $2.5 billion capital raising is completed. That might not be until tomorrow or Wednesday.
And Peter, just looking briefly at the broader economy, are the latest retail sales figures in line with Brian Hartzer's pessimism?
Well, these are very important figures in the lead up to Christmas, which is normally a very strong period. But in the quarter, retail sales went negative by 0.1% and rose by just 0.2% in September. With consumers still cautious, it adds to the case for perhaps another interest rate cut. No one is expecting a rate cut on Melbourne Cup Day tomorrow, but bets are shaping up for February. The Australian dollar has fallen back on that softer retail news, just over 69 US cents in late morning trade.
Peter Ryan, our senior business correspondent, thank you.